Good morning, everyone. Now to Washington, where questions about the Gulf oil spill are certainly to be part of the subject of President Obama's news conference later today. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins us. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
So, you know, we don't necessarily associate Congress with being anything other than risk-averse, especially in an election year. The story I want to talk to you about today is it looks like possibly today the House is going to take a vote on a repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy preventing gays and lesbians from openly serving in the military. It's going to be a close vote, another cliffhanger. Todd Zwillick, what's going on here?
Yeah, that's exactly right, John. As early as today, the schedule's really packed. They may get to it tomorrow morning, Democratic leadership aides say. But Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal is definitely coming up for a vote. Now, Nancy Pelosi has said she'll only bring it up for a vote if they know it's going to pass. So you have to kind of assume that they have the votes. But it is a cliffhanger, you're right. And right now, it's all about counting heads. Congressman Patrick Murphy from just north of Philadelphia is an Iraq war vet himself. He's a former paratrooper, second-term congressman. And I talked to him about, he's in charge of whipping this bill, getting the votes for it. So he knows it's politically sensitive. And I talked to him, about a politically tough year and what his message is to members on the fence trying to get him to vote for this.
Members on the fence, I tell them that I won my congressional race just a couple years ago by 0.6%. I'm in a tough district. I'm the second Democrat ever to hold it. The reality of it is this. This Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy has hurt our national security. There is no reason why we should throw out over 13,500 troops just because they happen to be gay.
Well, the logic is sound there, but it sounds like he feels like he's going to take one for the team there.
Well, he has a tough message for a lot of conservative and moderate Democrats, and those are his main obstacle. Look, he knows most Republicans aren't voting for this, so he has a lot of moderate Democrats in a lot of districts that voted for John McCain trying to see if he can win them over. People like Bobby Bright, conservative Democrat from Alabama, who also has a lot of military personnel in his state. So you got to go to people like Bobby Bright to see if they're winnable at all. Listen to Bobby Bright here.
So my position in my district's very conservative, and I'm conservative, and there's no reason why we can't wait until we get the assessment completed in December and then make a determination of educated decision based on all the resources and not just heartfelt resources.
He's referring to that Pentagon study on the sort of readiness implications of Don't Ask, Don't Tell for repeal, right?
That's right. Let us determine readiness before we go ahead with repealing this. And by the way, the bill does allow for that. It doesn't repeal anything right away. It gives them about 6 months, gives the Pentagon time to study exactly how they would implement it. There are Republicans as well, John. There are up to five Republicans who probably are going to vote for this. Murphy says he has a few in his hand. I talked to one, Ileana Ross-Layton. She's from Miami, has a record of voting pro-gay rights issues. So she's one of a handful of Republicans who seem like they might vote for this.
You know, the social agenda catches up a little bit slower in certain structures, but people understand this is common sense, and let's give these wonderful patriots a chance to serve their country.
So it sounds like somewhere in there the math actually might work out. Quickly, what about the Senate?
Well, today is the day, John, where the Senate Armed Services Committee will determine if they are going to try for a repeal on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Everybody's watching conservative Democrats there, too. Ben Nelson of Nebraska says he'll support it. Robert Byrd of West Virginia says he'll support it. Jim Webb of Virginia says he won't, and they have one or two Republicans. It is on the bubble in the Senate today as well.
All right. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent on Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.